The Annunciation, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All creation was renewed by the power of God Most High, when his promise was fulfilled, Adam's sons to justify. By the Holy Spirit's love, God pronounced his saving word. Then, with free consent and trust, Mary bore creation's Lord. Moment of unequalled faith, here in any time or place, thus did God put on our flesh, in his Virgin full of grace. Christ, the Holy One of God, Son of David, light from light, dwells with men his glory dimmed, till he comes again with might. Father, Son, and the Spirit praise, for this marvel they have done, in this act of perfect love, undivided, always one. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph. Psalm 62. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands, my soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was betrothed to David. You are most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. The Canticle of Daniel. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord, and you all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you sun and moon, O bless the Lord, and you stars of the heavens, O bless the Lord, and you showers and rain, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord, and you fire and heat, O bless the Lord, and you cold and heat, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you frosts and cold, O bless the Lord, and you frosts and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night time and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and night, O bless the Lord, and you lightnings and clouds, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all the plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord, Ananias, Azarias, Mizal, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens. to you be highest glory and praise forever. You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Through her word, the virgin conceived and remained a virgin. As a virgin, she gave birth to the Saviour. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Sion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, and to make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honour is for all his faithful. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Through her word, the Virgin conceived, she remained a virgin. As a virgin, she gave birth to the Saviour. A reading from Philippians chapter 2. In your minds, you must be the same as Christ Jesus. His state was divine, yet he did not cling to his equality with God, but emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave and become as men are. Responsory: Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. God loved us so much that he sent his own Son in a mortal nature like ours. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God loved us so much that he sent his own Son in a mortal nature like ours. Intercessions. Today we celebrate the beginning of our salvation in the Annunciation of the Lord, and full of joy we pray, Holy Mother of God, intercede for us. The Blessed Virgin received the joyful message from the angel, O God, let us receive the Saviour in the same generous spirit. Holy Mother of God, intercede for us. You looked with compassion on the lowliness of your handmaid. Merciful Father, remember us and all people, and have mercy on us. Holy Mother of God, intercede for us. The new Eve was obedient to your divine word. Give us the grace to submit to your holy will. Holy Mother of God, intercede for us. Holy Mary, comfort the miserable, help the faint-hearted, cheer those who weep, pray for the people, be the advocate of the clergy, intercede for all women consecrated to God. Holy Mother of God, intercede for us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Shape us in the likeness of the divine nature of our Redeemer, whom we believe to be true God and true man, since it was your will, Lord God, that he, your word, should take to himself our human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.